From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The crowd in Cairo's main square is in the hundreds of thousands. It displays a large cross-section of Egyptian society, all agreeing on one thing, that President Hosni Mubarak must resign. Anti-government protesters have been chanting that demand for more than a week now, with today reflecting the largest showing yet against Mubarak's 30-year-old rule. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is also hearing chants of outrage against Mubarak's allies.
The chants that are being shouted here across the square, a lot of it is not very flattering. I haven't heard anything that is flattering to the U.S. I mean, more about Mubarak being an agent of the U.S., that he should get out, U.S. should be gone. References to Mr. Netanyahu, who is, of course, the Prime Minister of Israel, and sending Mr. Mubarak to him or to Tel Aviv.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson. UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay is the latest leader to call for change in Egypt. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports her office has received unconfirmed reports that as many as 300 people may have been killed in anti-government protests so far and more than 3,000 injured.
UN High Commissioner Pillay is alarmed by the sharp rise in casualties and is appealing to the army and police to show restraint during today's protest march. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says Pillay is calling for a full investigation into the role of security forces in the violence.
The population appears to be clearly rejecting a system that has deprived people of fundamental rights and has committed a range of serious abuses, including widespread acts of torture.
The emergency law that was enacted in 1981 following the assassination of President Anwar Sadat has never been lifted. Colville says the long-term abuse suffered by the Egyptian people under this law is a key factor in the protests. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
In the Dallas area, schools closed, traffic snarl by winter storm moving into the Midwest today. Alex Keefe of Chicago Public Radio has more.
More than 600 flights out of O'Hare International Airport have already been canceled this morning, and Southwest Airlines has canceled all of its flights coming in and out of Midway Airport. The disruptions at one of the nation's busiest air hubs could cause travel tangles nationwide, and it's just getting started. The city says more cancellations will likely follow as the massive storm system is set to hit Chicago head-on later this afternoon and tonight. Forecasts say the storm could dump up to 2 feet of snow near Lake Michigan and pack 50-plus mile-per-hour winds. The city of Chicago is scrambling its entire fleet of 274 snowplows and is even fitting more than 100 garbage trucks with plow attachments. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
The Dow is up more than 100 points at 11,998. This is NPR. The deep freeze is ushering the Steelers and Packers to Dallas, site of Sunday's Super Bowl, but the ice storm is not expected to affect the schedule. The NFL's spokesman, Greg Aiello, said on Twitter, quote, "The stadium roof is closed, so the show goes on." Traffic cameras can save lives. That's the conclusion of a new study out today from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. More details from NPR's Debbie Elliott.
The study analyzes crash data from major U.S. cities and finds that having a camera at an intersection does prompt motorists to heed traffic signals. Researchers say red light cameras reduce the rate of fatal accidents by 24%. Some municipalities have come under fire for using the automated cameras as an easy way to increase traffic ticket revenues. But the president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, Adrian Lund, says the new study shows that cities with the courage to use the cameras despite the political backlash are saving lives. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that in 2009, red light crashes killed 679 people. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The government's testing out a new body scanning system that officials say may take care of some of the privacy concerns travelers have about the screening process. Today, the TSA unveiled a system at Las Vegas's McCarran International Airport that lets passengers see what their security screeners are seeing. TSA spokesman Dwayne Baird also says the new scanner also uses a more generic image and the more revealing ones already in effect at dozens of airports nationwide. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.